It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pete, I know it's obviously pretty raw right now, but how would you describe the emotions, not just with the loss, but thinking back to everything you guys went through and accomplished this season?
I mean, no one really thought that we would be at this point. And I think for us, I mean, yeah, it obviously stinks to lose. And I mean, that's a really good team over there. And congratulations to them. They played, over the course of the series, they played better than us. And wish them the best in the next round. But I mean, there's so much for us to be proud of, what we've overcame, how we became like brothers. I mean, we were just like, we accepted everyone for who they were. We came together, we gelled, we overcame so much adversity. The amount of fight, the high character, and like just the collectiveness of the group, it's really special. I mean, this is no doubt a really special team. It's unfortunate that we came up short, but I mean, again, that's a really good team over there, and we're a good team, but over the course of the series, like they earned it.
You talk about how you guys became like brothers and the chemistry of this group. How do you think that happened, and why did that happen, and how much do you point to the team success and say it's in large part because of the way you were as a group?
I mean, we're all just playing for each other. I mean, it's the I guess the mix of personalities. I mean, this place is like, I mean, it's, we say it all the time. It's like, this place is a zoo, but like it's true. It's like you have a just this generic mix of, or like this strange mix of guys that came together, that bonded together, that experienced so much. I mean, one of our second basemen is a Billboard top selling artist. Like we have so many different things, like guys come in and come up in big spots. It's really just the incredible effort of so many individuals that contributed to the group and the whole picture. I mean, everyone contributed so much to get to this point, not just in the regular season, but in the playoffs. And it's, if you can look at every guy in this locker room, and they did something to contribute to help get us here.
What did you tell Mark Vientos? I saw you had a moment with him.
I told him, it's like, this is why we do things. Like this is the epitome of the big leagues. And he's came so far. He has taken incredible bounds, and it's really like his year is really, really special. He shouldn't take it for granted. And like, he's a bona fide big leaguer now. Like what he was able to do, not just in the regular season, but to be able to perform and have his type of postseason, that's what big time players do. And he has totally solidified himself as a big time player.
Based on everything you just said and all these other reasons, probably with the fans, will you instruct Scott to explore everything with this team as much as possible when you go out there?
I mean, honestly, I haven't really thought of anything that far. I mean, I love this team. I love this organization. This fan base has treated not just myself, but my family so, so well. It's, right now I'm just thinking of I'm just thinking of the group. I'm just I mean, obviously, like we'll see what happens. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I love New York. I love this team. I love playing in Queens. Like, this group is really special. The memories we've created together are just, I mean, wow. Like, this is the, like, I mean, this is the why we play baseball. Like, to be able to have that togetherness, to be able to go far, face adversity, overcome it. Like, this team's really special, and like, this is And I mean, yeah, I want more moments like this, and like, this is a really special group.
At what point will you start thinking about the future?
I don't know. Right now, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking about the game and stuff, and I'm just really upset for the group, and yeah, it's really, yeah, it's just, yeah, really upsetting for the group, and I'm just, just wish we could have won, but I mean, they, Dodgers earned it. They're a great team. They're a phenomenal team, and I wish them all the best, but
How would you just sum up your six seasons here?
I don't know. I'm really proud of what I was able to accomplish here. I feel like I laid it out there every day. I play my heart out every day. I leave it all out there. No matter what time of year, no matter what day it is, I pride myself in being accountable and being out there working hard and just doing whatever it takes to win. I'm really proud of what I've accomplished. I'm really proud of this group. I mean, this is really special to be able to. I mean, yeah, I'm just really proud of this team. I'm really proud of this organization. I've loved being a New York Met. I love representing the city of New York. I love representing Queens. And I mean, this has really been special.
Given all that, what emotions do come with this potentially being the end of this stage for you?
I don't know. I haven't really thought that far, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I love this place. This place has been really special. This is all I've known, and it's been a blessing and an honor. I mean, I've really enjoyed all my teammates that I've had. I've enjoyed the coaching staff. I've enjoyed just all the people that have come through the door so many years, like the staff, the people in this clubhouse. Like, it's just really, I can't thank everybody enough. All the people that helped get me to the big leagues and the minor league system. There's so many coaches, teammates that I've had that have helped me get to this point. And yeah, I mean, over the past 9 years, this is all I've known. I've loved every second of it.
Is the idea of free agency, is it exciting? Does it create anxiety? Like, as you stand here right now, I know you don't know what the future is, but you know, you will be a free agent in a few weeks.
Yeah.
What does that come to bring to mind?
Honestly, I'm just really, I don't know. It's right now, I'm just kind of like shell shocked that the season's over, because once you get on this like postseason run, you kind of don't really think that it's going to end ever, because like, we've overcame so much and we performed really well in big spots, and you really kind of don't even have that in your mind. Like, I never really had anything else other than winning the World Series with this group in my mind. So I haven't really thought of that. I'm just kind of just more in shell shock that it's over.
New York can be a tough place to play in a pressure cooker. What is it about you that you enjoyed about playing in that city and representing that city over the last few years?
Honestly, pressure is a privilege to be able to play in high leverage games, important games. It's an honor and a blessing, and it's just what you, as a young kid, you grow up and and as a young ball player, it's like you dream of playing in high intensity games. You want to play in those really fun, fun environments. I mean, it's been a treat. I mean, it's been a blessing to be a Met. I'm honored to be a Met, and it's just been so special. It's been really special. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.